All right, I'm sitting here in Malmö at the Victoria Theatre, and I'm sitting right next to a handsome guy from England, Mr. Cy Cranston. Welcome to Malmö.
Oh, hi, Nicholas. Very nice to be here.
It's your second day in Sweden on
yes.
this tour.
Yes, it is, and I've been loving it so far. You know, it's wonderful playing in the UK, but I'm sorry, UK, your hotels just are not up to the standard of Sweden. So I'm loving it. And the weather. Since we arrived in Sweden, the sun has been out, and there's lots of beautiful people here. I mean, seriously, you're a good-looking country. I don't know what it's in the genes or something, but there's really, like, all the guys are super dudey and the girls are super cute. So, you know, it's a good place to be.
Let's talk about your background. You started up as a street performer.
I did. Yeah. I was a sixth form student, you know, like around sort of my college days, and I was in a band called a blues band called Six Cylinder Smith and the Carburettors, and I wasn't particularly that good. I was a pretty rubbish singer, but this was a long before the days of playback and karaoke and all those kind of things. It was like singers weren't very common. So I got away with being a bad singer, and the guitarist who had sort of been working with me around that time said, let's go out and do some busking. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, come on, let's go and try it. So I said, come on, we'll give it a try. So we learned four songs and went down to my local town. And I remember being so nervous, and I was trying to make up excuses. I didn't want to do it. I felt sick. It was like, because I was like, oh my God, what if people recognize me and this is so bad? But once I started, and I did, I just loved it. People came up and they put money in the guitar case, and it was wonderful. I didn't make that much money, but it was just, I just enjoyed singing outside. You know, the sun came out, and people when they're shopping, I don't know, there's something about entertaining the general public, the real general public, not the general public that come to concerts and, you know, go out in the nighttime, because they are the public and they are wonderful too. But to really get the true meaning of the general public in all its ages, size, shapes, colours, you know, busking is the best way, because you really can see your audience, and, you know, you learn a lot.
You did it for 20 years.
20 years, man. Yeah. Well, it wasn't like, I mean, people say, yeah, you were 12. I wasn't lying on the streets for 20 years. I mean, I was selling CDs, and I got a lifestyle. I got, you know, I managed to get a small job out of that. So it was, it was good. 20 years sounds like a long time, but it was part time. You know, I'd go out once a week, you know, a couple of times a week if the weather was good. And, you know, and then we would also do private gigs, because you could, people in the street say to you, oh, this is good. You know, you come and play my daughter's birthday, my son's wedding, blah, blah. So we built up a kind of a business, if you like, from the street entertainment. And it went from being myself and a guitarist. And then I went home and I got my brother, and I said, listen, man, you got to come out. We should go and do some busking, you know. And he joined me, and then we sort of decided to just use playback, and I use the guitar, and we dance. And you know, you got to be busking. You've really got to stop the street if you want to make it work, really work, and change those coins into notes and purchases of your CD or whatever. You've got to be a bit crazy and loud, and you know, nutty and wild. And we became those things.
Yeah. I read somewhere that once you got 30 pence from Tony Blair.
Yeah, that's right. We were playing in Croydon, the town I was born, and Tony Blair came up and he put some money in the guitar case. He was doing some kind of, you know, event, you know, he was opening something, or he was doing some kind of talk, and he came through the town, got out of a black stretched, you know, limo car, and security guys all over the place. And when the security came over, we thought we were in trouble, and they said, no, stay there, do it, it's going to be a good PR, you just sing, Tony's going to get out of the car, he's going to put some money in a guitar case. And we're like, Tony, who's Tony? Tony Blair, the Prime Minister. I was like, oh, okay, him. And so and he did, and it was, you know, it was a bit of history for you, it was quite a memorable occasion for us little buskers, yeah. You know, to meet the Prime Minister.
Let's talk about your voice. Because it's no secret that you sound exactly like Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke.
Oh, that's really cool. Listen, I mean, I'm honoured and so flattered when people say that. I mean, I grew up listening to those singers, and if it wasn't for Sam Cooke, I wouldn't be singing. I mean, long before, you know, like I said, before any of this whole internet revolution, YouTube thing, I was a kid playing my parents' records, and one singer that I loved, one album that I loved, was the best, or the hits of Sam Cooke. I just loved his voice, and it made me want to sing along, you know. It made me, as a kid, want to sing along. I loved music. I was spending all my money on music, but to want to sing along to someone was something new to me. And Sam Cooke, his songwriting, his melodious voice made me want to sing along. Only the problem was, when I was a kid, a teenager growing up, I sang along really badly. But you know, you just keep singing and you keep singing. And I guess he kind of pulled and shaped that voice out of me, and along with Jackie Wilson and those kind of singers. But you know, I hope that people can hear that this is me and my voice, and I like to kind of define myself as a singer by my songwriting. So I write songs. I try not to sing Jackie Wilson songs and Sam Cooke songs, because then you're just a tribute act. And yeah, there are a lot of tribute acts around. That's good, and they're very good at what they do, but that's not what I want to do, and not what, you know, I hope people perceive me as. So,
but you did get a very cool compliment from Jackie Wilson's son.
Yes, yeah, oh yeah, for Jackie Wilson's son. I was in Vegas three, four years ago, and he came up to me. In fact, he came to London. I did a show down at Canber Sands called The Rhythm Riot, which is a really big vintage do that happens every year in November. Anyone on the scene would know it. The Rhythm Riot's one of the biggest and the best. And Jackie Wilson's son, Bobby Wilson, as he's now known, was on the bill, and he watched me do my set. He was waiting in the wings, but he wasn't even on to the next day, but he still got dressed up in his stage clothes to watch me, because he'd already heard about me. And he jumped on stage and came out, and we did the Twist in the Night Away together. And I think it's up on YouTube somewhere if you put it in. And he was really complimentary. He loved the song Dynamo, and he just said, man, he said, you know, that's something that his dad could have done, and you know, or he would like to do it. And so that was really flattering to hear someone of his ilk and his, you know, high standard give me the thumbs up. And he just said, wow, your voice, you know. He was just very complimentary about the voice, and which is wonderful. It's so nice to get that encouragement.
How was he playing with Little Richard?
It was amazing. I mean, he was in Vegas a couple of years, 2013 I think it was, and he was in Vegas, and he was having breakfast. We were in the same canteen. I didn't really get to talk to him or anything, because he had a massive entourage. I mean, he had a policeman, two policemen, three security guards. He's in his wheelchair because he's had a hip replacement. But wow, I mean, Little Richard, I mean, you only got to, just being in his presence, being in a room with him, is just you feel his aura. And I got to see some of his show. He's still got some of that magic. He hasn't got all of it, but he's still got some of it, and some of it's a lot. It's more than most men would have, you know, 40 years younger. This man's the architect of rock and roll. He's, you know, he should go on that stage. He doesn't even have to sing anymore. You just seeing the man is going to be a miracle for most people, and it was for me. You know, I've always loved him, and that wasn't the first time I saw him. Was back in 1996 in Wembley Arena with Fats Domino and Chuck Berry. There was the Kings of Rock and Roll tour, and I saw him, and oh my goodness, he was amazing. And he said at the very end of the show, he said, does anybody want to come down and dance around the piano for the grand finale? And I was at the back of Wembley Arena with my ex-girlfriend. I was maybe 21, 20, something, you know, very young. And I ran from the back of the stadium all the way down, and I was there, and I remember just standing there dancing and leaning on Little Richard's piano. And that was one of the most memorable days of my life, and he killed it. He was just sensational. He's the man. I mean, they don't make him like him anymore.
Nope. Talking about the Blues Caravan, what's that?
Well, that's a good question. The Blues Caravan is something that Roof Records puts on every year. He takes on two or three new singers, and it's a showcase for new talent that are signed to Roof Records. And every year, it's got its own following, which is particularly strong in Germany. You get a lot of people that enjoy the Blues Caravan Nights, so they'll come next year. They don't even know who's playing, they'll just come. So they're fans of live music, fans of new entertainment. We got, I'm on the bill with Big Daddy Wilson, who's a big star on the blues scene all around Europe, and he's had his music produced by Eric Beeb, who's like a blues, for a well-known blues star. And then there's also Vanessa Collier from Philadelphia. She's a fantastic sax player, great singer. She's, you know, beautiful. She's got it all, and she's young. She's still in her 20s, and so she's on the bill. And so it's a nice showcase. You know, it's like the old-fashioned review type of thing. And it's been great. It's been really good.
Yeah, sounds great. Looking forward to the show tonight. Mm. Cy Cranston, thank you very much for taking your time.
Oh, thank you, Nicholas. Wonderful to be on the show.